the way you parrot feels. Feeling of this parrot is longing for rejoicement. Getting back together means achieving the opposite of that separation, although the separation is good, because it's the source of this feeling in me. This is how we will go back to this story. Next time, inshallah, we'll see what happens. This guy will go over there, will see the parrots. He doesn't seek for them, he doesn't find them. This is not his task. As if those parrots are waiting for this guy. We'll come around and we'll say, you know what? I have this silly parrot, and this is what he said. One of those parrots will tremble and will drop down the tree and will drop dead. This is done. This is the best action pack of this, right? So Rumi should explain a lot of this very dramatic scene. All is done in 3 verses, that's it. Let's go back to your merchant. Then your merchant will regret it, because your merchant doesn't understand it. Will regret it because the merchant will interpret this action. First, we believe that maybe they were families, maybe they were friends. Why did I do this? Ah, I shouldn't talk. Talking is dangerous. And blah, 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 he will go to some extent. Rumi will go somewhere to explain something to you, and the paragraph doesn't suffice. So Rumi will go to something else and say, let me tell you that great sheikh of mine, Attar, was talking about this. Remember, Attar has that famous book. You call it Conference of Girls. You know, please, you would call it Mantab of Dave. And Rumi will go to him, bring something here. That's not enough. Then he will go to 2 magicians in the time of Moses. Then he will come back to this story. Because with those 3 different aspects, the work of the merchant is done. He will come back to the story and say, the merchant finished his trading. Then the merchant is back. You have a very long and strange happening here, because the merchant will come back. With what? With a lot of regret. Because the only good and outcome to him is one of those parrots died. So he will come back and he will pass the regret to this parrot. This parrot will die. Imagine being that merchant. He doesn't know what's going on. His regret will increase that, oh, I'm stupid, I took that one, this story, he died, I told my parrot this is there. And all that. And Rumi will get again philosophical. Then we'll go back to something else. Because this parrot is dead, or is going to die actually, or pretend that he is dead, Rumi will change his language. We'll go to the language itself. He talks about the linguistic, the power of knowledge, the power of the way something could be told to you, and this tongue, which is moving around and doing this and that and that. Then we will go to another part of this, that, you see, it's not the way we talk. Something inside could come out and give us a feeling that we cannot even talk. Something exceptional. And I say, oh, something different. He talks about the difference as an absolute difference, which is the God himself. Then we talk about something else, suddenly we'll stop to let you cheat off a little bit. We say, and now I'm thinking about the rhyme and the way to say to you what my beloved said.
Don't care about anything, do whatever you want. Because at the end of the day, this is not something you take from me. This is a gift from him. I only help you to clean up yourself and have a better chance to be touched by love, not to make love happen. This is something, this is a secret. I didn't say to Adam, I didn't say to this, I didn't say to that. A long, long, long paragraph about the lungs. And at the end of it, I love it when he has a long, long paragraph like this. Imagine. From page 138 up to 143 is one paragraph, and at the end he'll say, I have told you summarily, I summarized it. This was brief. I made it brief because you cannot listen. Then, another thing from this time, another teacher, Sana'i. Of the Sana'i, a very, very long paragraph again. Look at it. Then we come back to the story of the merchant. Then, after so many pages, the merchant will throw up the parrot. So do not wait for a very simple, fast conclusion here and listen what he will do to explain to you that unexplainable stuff, which is love. And I love this story, so I read it for you. بود بازرگان و او را توته‌ای در قفس محبوس زیبا توته‌ای چون بازرگان سفر را ساز کرد سوی هندوستان شدن آغاز کرد هر غلام و هر کنیزک راز جود گفت بهر تو چارم گوی زود هر یکی از وی مرادی خواست کرد جمله را وعده بدادم نیک مرد گفت توتی را چه خواهی ارمغان کارمت از خطه هندوستان گفتشان توتی که آنجا توتیان چون ببینی کن زهال من بیان کن فلان توتی که مشتاق شماست از غذای آسمان در حفظ ماست بر شما کرد و سلام و داد خواست و از شما چاره و ره ارشاد خواست گفت می شاید که من در اشتیاق جان دهم اینجا بمیرم در فراق این روا باشد که من در بند سخت گه شما بر سبزگاه و بر درخت این چنین باشد وفای دوستان من در این حبس و شما در گلستان یاد آریده این مهان زین مرغ زار یک صبوحی در میان مرغ زار یاد یاران یار را میمون بود خاصه کن لیلی و این مجنون بود ای حریفان با بت موزون خود من قدح ها میخورم پرخون خود یک قدح می نوش کن بر یاد من یا که می خواهی که بدی داد من یا به یاد این فتاده خاک بیز چون که خوردی قطره ای بر خاک بیز ای عجب آن عهد و آن سوگند کو وعده های آن لب چون قند کو گر فراق بنده از بد بندگیست چون تو با بد بد کنی پس فرق چی ای بدی که تو کنی در خشم و جنگ با طرف طرف از سما و بانگ چنگ ای جفای تو ز دولت خوبتر و انتقام تو ز جان محبوبتر نار تو این است نورت چون بود ماتمین تا خود که صورت چون بود از حلاوت ها که دارد جور تو و از لطافت کس نیابد خوب تو نالمو ترسم که او باور کند و از کرم آن جور را کمتر کند عاشقم بر قهر و بر لطفش به جد بلعجب من عاشق این هر دو زد ولدر زین خار در بستان شوم همچون بلبل زین سبب ناوان شوم این عجب بلبل که بکشاید دهان تا خورد او خار را با گلستان این چه بلبل این نهنگ آتشیست جمله